Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of our best friends is on the line with us right now, 877-881-1053 to call in. It is our friend Flula. Flula, how you doing, man?
Hello, guys. Oh, I'm hearing about whiskey. I'm delicious and ready to drink it, but not drive at the same time.
That's true, Flula. Yeah, no, this is a TX whiskey.
What a responsible message that was.
Thank you.
You've been to Texas, actually. You came here a few years ago, and we introduced you to Dirk, and that was this is a whiskey right here that fully encompasses the spirit of hospitality and generosity of Texas.
Hoo-wee doggy, pour me 500 gallons that I will sip slowly and responsibly.
I love it, man. Well, dude.
While you're wearing your giant cowboy hat, I imagine.
Oh, I'm sitting in it. I have an 82-gallon hat. I sit in it and I bathe myself top and downstairs. Everything gets clean.
Well, I'm sure everyone appreciates that. How do you find the time for such thorough bathing? Because you have taken over the world in the last few years.
I don't know if this is true, and if it is true, it's all peaceful. I'm German, but we come in peace. White flags. We're very excited. I have strudel for everyone. Everyone, please relax.
Now, because you just appear in all kinds of things. Like, obviously, people know Pitch Perfect, but like, I'm watching Silicon Valley, and bang, there's Flula.
Yeah.
I see you were in Workaholics. Bang, there's Flula. Like, you just appear in all these things. Are you? You seem like a very, very busy individual.
I have been applying for this. There's a Waldo program for all the countries, and I'm trying to be the German Waldo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very exciting to be on some of these things. Also, you can see me at your favorite supermarket. I'm often stalking the shelves with black eyed peas in the morning time.
Do you wear the red and white striped shirt like Waldo does, or is the fanny pack your own like signature?
I wear the suit under everything. It's like my secret garment that's always stripy. And then the outside, I can wear plaid. I have so many options, Corey and Kevin.
Man, that's nice. By the way, and I always want to address this because, like, maybe people who aren't familiar with your work, every time you're on, they think that you're a fake person. And we have to assure them that you are not. Like, what would you tell the people who think that you're not a real human?
I would invite them to the intersection of Sunset and Cahuenga, where I'm currently sitting in an automobile, and they could touch me, and they would say, oh, he's real. Touch me, not, you know what I mean, just with a hand. Not normal, like a hit me on the head. And you would see, he's not fake, he's not an apparition, it's a Homo sapiens.
Okay, so that's that is a real thing right there. And Kevin, you and I have touched him before.
I don't know if you should say it like
we
that.
We shook his hand. Lula,
does that make you uncomfortable the way he just said that?
No, I only squirmed a little bit. I did a little shake just now, but I'm over it. It's all good.
Well, all right, okay, so hold on. Now, you live in L.A. You live in Hollywood, right?
I have to live here for employment purposes. Yes, so I have to live here with all of the strange people.
And, okay, that's what I was about. I've seen the movie Buddy Moon. It's fantastic. My wife watched it with me. I really enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was fantastic.
Thank you.
And I always implore people to if they get an opportunity, go download it, watch that movie, because it'll change your perspective on how good nature can be in revitalizing your mindset on things.
Oh,
and also having a loyal friend like that, too.
You should put that on the box. That's a good quote.
Oh, I
right
like
there.
That. It's like a granola bar, but a movie. I like it. A cinematic granola bar.
Man, now that's your tag right there. It's like a granola bar, but a movie.
Now,
yes, that's the sequel. That's the bumpy sticky. We're going to get bumpy stickies for everyone.
Now, there have been some very wild accusations going on in Hollywood. About
oh, my
some,
God. What are
some
you
weird
doing?
Things. Have you ever experienced a moment like that, Flula?
No, I sit in a small cave just surrounded by techno music and books by Goethe.
Okay.
And so I have missed all of these things, and I think I'm glad to be such a sheltered person. I don't know anything about anything. Hear no evil, speak no evil, because I just run away when the scary things happen. Or I fight them. You know, you do one or the other. Right now I'm running because it's just terrifying. It's so sad and terrible, but also great. I'm glad everyone is getting it out. All the dirty laundries are getting washed. You know what I mean? It's nice.
No, absolutely. And you just brought up something that sometimes I lose sight of because we've seen you, like, acting so much, but When we first met you, it was DJ Flula, and that's how we primarily knew you. Like, are you still getting a chance to spin some here and there, or what's the story there?
I spin some tracks, I spin some musics, but, you know, I very much enjoy to make the acting things. So I have a few more projects. Maybe I won't tell you. Maybe you will just discover them on your own. But it's been more fun for me because I can always make a techno beat for anybody, but movies, you need like a whole team to hire you and serve you cupcakes, and I like those things.
Is that your go-to food on the movie set? Is you want to know the cupcake budget before you agree to any particular role?
Yeah, so I get paid in carbohydrates and some fiber. These are my compensations.
All right, so
I want to read that contract. I really do.
Now, obviously,
it's very short.
Your voice is unique, and I mean, like, having seen you in Pitch Perfect, and you know, somebody did say that this guy's one of my favorite actors. He's always stealing scenes. Every movie that we've seen you in, every show we've seen you in, you do. It's that moment where we're like, oh my gosh, we're so proud of this guy, but he stole the scene. Now you were in Ferdinand, or you got Ferdinand coming up. It looks like it's completed. That's just a voice. How different is that to do an illustrated movie?
Oh, I love it because there is no dress code. You know, I can wear only a fanny pack. Well, now I have to wear three fanny packs with everything happening. But before I was just wearing one fanny pack in the studio. So it's very wonderful. You can just sit there. You don't need to shave. You can have halitosis. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Just have a sassy voice.
Now, I'm hoping we can take a step back real quick and get your thoughts on the fact that Corey just said you were going to be in an illustrated movie. Do you think he's fancy, or did he forget the word animated? What's your thought?
It feels very odd. So you've just elevated this film to a new level of art. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See?
In one of your promotions, will you please tell someone that you're very proud of this illustrated movie so Corey can feel special?
Oh, I will do this. Stay tuned.
Now, did you get to hang out with any of the other like actors during the process? I know like John Cena and other people were there, or were you kind of isolated by yourself?
Yeah, we were isolated like North Korea without the nukes. We all just kind of did our own voices. But it was nice last week. We all did meet for a press junket. So I got to give high fives and fist bumps and things to all these people. John Cena, Anthony Anderson, Corey Maggette, the former Duke basketball player.
Really?
Just kidding. But everyone else was there. But yeah, it was very fun.
Okay. Man, I was all ready to believe that Corey Maggette was in this movie. Good sports reference.
Oh.
Did you see John Cena and think, I could take him if you...
No, I saw him and realized I have no chance. You think he's like maybe like not so tall and very wide? No, he's very tall and very wide. He is, as you say, like you are built like a poop brick house. Well, he is.
No, that's not... Oh, yeah.
Hey, he cleaned it up for the airwaves, Corey. Good, don't encourage him to swear. Thank you for cleaning up your language.
Thank you. You are also welcome, guys. Yeah.
Man.
I have not had so much whiskey yet. I can keep it very clean.
Yeah, that's why I said illustrated.
That's why we brought you on earlier in the show than later. Okay, so wrestling will not be in your future. You will not add that to your resume.
No, that should not happen. Oh, but I will tell you a slight teasing. If you enjoy HBO shows, I may be on a future episode of an HBO show coming up in some weeks. I won't say what it is.
Game of Thrones?
I'm a quiet librarian.
Is it Game of Thrones?
I mean...
Say what?
I was going to say, I would have guessed Game of Thrones too, because if you've never seen, like, just go check out his videos and subscribe to him on YouTube, because the incredible multi-instrumental Game of Thrones in the bathroom video is unreal. So I would have assumed Game of Thrones.
Thank you for this. And yes, it was a hygienic cover for everyone watching. I performed it in a public bathroom, but we cleaned everything. Very sanitary.
Did anyone bang on the door and they're like, hey, dude, I need to use the restroom, not for your concert?
Yes, but they said it in German as I did it outside of Stuttgart. But yes, there was some screaming German cursing words that occurred.
I don't know any of those words, so
let's not have him repeat them.
Why does Corey stop now, guys?
Yeah.
Early.
Why does Corey keep trying to get you to swear? This is at least the second time.
Man, I don't know.
Nice try, Corey. I'm in an illustrated movie where no cursing occurs. So good luck.
Now, our friends, we're doing this obviously for our friends, My Possibilities, and I was just talked to the director, and he said he would love, if you ever get a chance, if you ever swing back through, obviously we want to see you, but if you ever swing back through Texas, he wants you to come by and visit the students at My Possibilities if you get a chance to do that.
I would love that. I'll let you guys know when my face, torso, and feet are in your region, and we would do that. I would love it.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but Saturday we have this big event. It's called Fanniversary. It's a fan house party. Everlast is performing. House of Pain is performing. The great wrestler Booker T is going to be there. And we have just a ton of stuff going on. But there's supposed to be a freestyle rap battle on stage, and somebody from our show was selected. That person was me. And I need some tips. How do I win a freestyle rap battle?
Look at who is in the crowd.
Okay.
And decide what do they like and enjoy. And if the answer is like Dirk Nowitzki or Jelly Beans or hopscotch. Make sure to say those words, and you can rhyme a little bit, but you need to just massage the egos of this crowd. If it's babies, then you talk about Rattles and Bob the Builder. So that's my advice.
All right. There you go, Kevin.
So. Okay. I'm really excited to see his Jelly Bean Bob the Builder battle rap on Saturday. Oh, I really am.
It will be off all the chains.
Now, you mentioned Dirk Nowitzki. I want to let you know, as well as everyone listening, that one of our auction items tonight is we've got 6 Mavericks tickets plus a Mavericks autographed team ball. So that's a pretty good item, don't you think?
A wonderful item for the Grizzlies game tonight or something different?
Oh, no, yeah. You can celebrate however you want. I just think it'd be cool to have a Mavericks autographed team ball for the whole team this season. Wow. I feel like if you're a Mavs fan, you'd love it. Got Dennis Smith and Dirk together.
Oh, Snappy Jones, father, grandfather, and son, 3 generations of Mavericks. Guys, people must own this basketball immediately.
Have you had a chance to see, I guess in the scenario, the grandson, Dennis Smith Jr., playing some hoops yet?
Yes, I've heard he's a bad, man. He's great. Yeah. I very much like him. And I'm so happy that Dirk is still there. I very much hope he's there for 35 more years when Dennis Smith's son is also in the team.
Okay. No, I'd be in on that. Now, but like eventually, now I know, like you said, it won't be for 15 more years, but eventually when Dirk retires, will you drop everything to be at that last game?
Yes, I will do it. I hope it is not until, 2058. But if it's sooner than this, I will absolutely be there. I must meet and hang out and celebrate the German Moses with everyone. The greatest basketball player in the history of hoops.
And man, if y'all don't know that reference, well, shame on you. You should. German Moses, that is the song we played on one of our very first shows from Flula. That's how we got to know you, and that's what fired it all up.
I still have a question, okay, because a lot of people are saying, how did y'all's show get involved with Flula? And we always dated back that we played that song, and we'd only been on for, 2 weeks, Kevin?
Yeah.
I think it was like our second week, and we played the song, and then Flula reached out to Kevin on his newspaper work email.
Right.
Flula, how did you get the contact information for
Kevin? That's a good question I am also curious about.
Yes, I have some, as you call them, moles. I have moles in Dallas because I love Dirk so much. So they were researching. They went through the card catalogs. They utilized the Dewey Decimal System. And then they wrote me a telegram to give me your email address. And then I hired a man to write a letter and transcribe that into digital and write an email to you through yahoo.com.
I do remember that. And I'm not going to lie, Flula, I was very concerned when we brought you on that this was part of an elaborate hoax that someone had done to trick us. And so I got a little bit nervous, but I'm so glad that we made the connection and we have the relationship. But at first I was like, this could go horribly wrong.
Yes, I'm so excited. That's how I feel every day when I wake up. Those are my thoughts.
They could all go horribly wrong?
Yes, every morning.
Is it because of the place you live or just that's how you're programmed?
Well, yeah, the place. It's called Earth. Have you looked outside and read a newspaper?
I thought you said you were insulated earlier. Hold on.
Hey, Flula, if we wanted to be in a movie, what would be the best route for us to get into the movies?
I'm writing Die Hard 17.
Oh, yes.
And so I need 2 very fun sidekicks.
Okay. So,
if you would be inside of this, you would need to pretend you are from Germany or Hungary or something from Eastern Europe, or maybe no words, just nodding and looking like a bad man,
Dennis
Smith Jr.
Can I just pretend like I am hungry? Not that I'm from Hungary, but that I am hungry.
Absolutely. Well, you will be hungry because I will have eaten all the cupcakes on set. So no acting needed for you.
Carbohydrates. I knew it. Well,
sugar, Kevin.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining the Peace-a-thon. We love talking to you, and we always love talking with you specifically for our charity show. We really appreciate it, man.
Man, no, I support it. I'm so excited for you guys. Good luck. Much success with this wonderful drive. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the humans. Eat some sweet potato casserole.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
I was about to ask you for a freestyle, and it seems like you just gave it to us anyway.
Yeah, that
at the
was
very
fantastic,
end. Awesome.
Man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. See you.
See, he's still there.
He's still there. I think he'll just stay on. Will you just stay, like, the whole night?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm still here. Hello, what? What happened?
Yeah, he's back! Yeah, he's back!
That's awesome! I won't hang up. You hang up.
No, you hang
man.
Up.
You hang up.
All right. Okay, we're not going to hang up. We'll just leave him on hold the whole night. And we'll go back to him every once in a while.
Man, that would be an incredible bidding thing if you called in and flew like into the phone. And but he'd get mad if you weren't bidding on the Mavericks package if it was anything else.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.